Have you ever seen the Far Side cartoon, God as a Child Attempts to Make a Chicken? It's just a picture of this tiny little kid with glasses on, kind of a nerdy looking kid in his bedroom. And there's a Bunsen burner and a little home lab that he has set up. And all his face is scorched, like something has just exploded in his face and feathers are floating down. God as a Child Tries to Make a Chicken.
That's awesome.
I thought it was pretty funny.
And speaking of which...
Speaking of God and chickens.
You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Just hit something. Play something really good and loud.
All right.
Let's just start the show that
way. I've got the perfect thing.
Now what's that?
You'll hear more about that lady.
Lady? Who are you calling
lady? You'll hear more about that later. Well, that song was Swags. The band we just heard was Mount Carmel, and it's from a record they've got out called Real Women. And they're, the thing I love about that group, it's not really anything we haven't heard before, but straight up, unapologetic rock and roll. They're a trio from Columbus, Ohio. You know, it's bluesy, catchy, crunchy rock. and without irony.
I have to say, I'm so amazed when I hear Black Keys, which is, you know, obviously the, some kind of connection going on between them and
I think they could eat the Black Keys for lunch.
Oh, you are going to get so much email. Right to R?
It's the members of this group, they say there's nothing hipsterish about it, nothing ironically cool about it. It's just straight up rock.
Hey, lady.
Hey, lady.
So I got something that takes a little bit of time. It's a group called Dry the River. I walked into a club in New York during CMJ, during the music festival in New York, and I had never heard this band. And there were people going absolutely insane. I walked in mid-show, and I had no idea what was going on, but this band was absolutely rocking the place. And then their next song was this nice, calm, beautiful tune. Learned later they're Dry the River. They're from London. They have a record coming out probably another month or so. This song sort of encapsulates all the best of them. It's you got to stick with it because it's a real slow build, and then it's anthemic. And so let's see if your fists go in the air, Mr. Hilton.
All right.
Song's called Lion's Den.
House where I miss you like a limb.
And then it starts up again, and it goes for 15 more minutes, and it's...
And then it just gets going. Now, someone who loves a good drummer as much as I know you do, yeah, I totally yeah. hear the appeal in that.
And I walked in, they have a couple of songs that have that anthemic, just build chaos. They're good guitar players, good drummers. And when I walked into the concert in New York, it was one of those moments, and I was like, whoa, who are these folks? Record's coming out April 17th. They're called Dry the River. The record's called Shallow Bed.
Well, we're heading to South by Southwest pretty soon, and they're playing there, so I'll definitely have to check them out when I'm there. I'm going to play something that has a similar sort of arc to it. It starts off sort of quietly and then has a nice build and ends a lot bigger than when it started. It's by a group called Now Now. This is a trio from Minnesota, two girls and a guy. They're friends who met in high school marching band, which as a former drum major,
there you go.
Yeah, I love hearing that. The only two people I keep in touch with from high school were in marching band friends. They're the best. So then they formed this band.
You got to do a song for the RPM challenge. I want you to do a song called "Marching Band Friends." They're the best.
Oh, absolutely!
In parentheses,
that's a great idea. Yeah. I don't know if I. Yeah.
You can do it. I know you can do it.
Well, this group. Now, I'm so glad that I sit next to NPR Music's Daoud Tyler Amin because he's always giving me stuff that I end up loving and putting on the show, and this is one of the records. Now, the CD is called Threads, and this is actually the first two opening cuts, The Pole and Prehistoric. They flow together nicely. Okay.
Watch it unravel. The
Nice.
There's some great sounds on this, great guitar noise on this record.
Now, now?
Now, a little spacey, a little poppy, a little experimental, but goes down easy.
Everything that I listen to now is all geared towards going to Austin in March and finding new stuff.
All the songs.
All the songs
this
from
is,
bands
you'll
that are
find
playing
this,
there.
You'll find now in that
okay.
stack.
Okay, let's see how I rate them when I rate them blinded, yeah, blindfolded.
I almost featured the song that's in that batch, but I'm glad I didn't. Now you can listen independently.
Oh, cool.
Do you listen blindly? You don't look at the band?
I don't look at the band until after I've rated it, and then I want to know.
Cool.
I have something that, it's not quite similar to what you have, but if I were doing a radio show. If this counted, it would be an okay segue. But this is a lot more electronic. The woman's Julia Holter. Sort of electronic music in the way Laurie Anderson was electronic music. It's got a experimental feel to it, but she also has a song structure in it too. And that's what made Laurie Anderson, for me, such a powerful person, voice in electronic music in the 70s and 80s. It reminds me a little of The Knife at times. So let's listen to Julia Holter. The song I'm going to play is called Für Felix. It's F-U-R with the little umlauty things.
We plan out.
That was not at all what I was expecting.
Were you expecting this?
Well, it'll be partly cloudy tonight.
I was going to play Dry the River again. No, I'm glad you liked that.
That was not at all what I was expecting. Even when you said Laurie Anderson, and I could hear that, it wasn't quite what I was expecting. It was a little more playful and maybe a little more psychedelic than I think of Laurie Anderson's work.
So it was Julie Holter. We're going to have a live concert from her, Julie Holter, from Le Poisson Rouge in New York City on March 6th.
Are we for sure doing that?
Yep, indeed. We are for sure doing it with cameras. Beautiful video. Can't wait.
It's almost like we know what we're doing. I take that back. Cut that from the show.
Speaking of not knowing what we're doing, remember last time we did the record that was by that Japanese...
This was a blind listen where we just grabbed one for the cover art.
And we love the cover art. Well, I grabbed this this cover art. It's sort of like a goldeny green swirl over red. It could be a figure and a nose there with a hat. I can't tell. Anyway, it was enough mystery to me that I wanted to pull it out. I knew, like you, if you saw this cover...
I'd set that aside for sure when it came in.
And give a listen. So I'm now going to look at... All I knew on the front, it said Office of Future Plans, but I didn't look at anything else. I didn't look at what label it was on or anything.
Office of Future Plans. I like that as... it sounds very Big Brother-ish. It's funny. I saw it was still had the shrink wrap on, and I thought, how's Bob going to open this?
I cut all my fingernails this week.
You do it once a month, whether it needs to,
well,
or, need to or not?
I was playing guitar in front of people. This is how they did fire sound effects in the olden days.
As we sit
close to the fire.
Gather round, children, and I will tell you a story.
Oh, it's on Discord, which is pretty good. We know that. Discord is a record label formed in Washington, D.C. Who is on this? Anybody we know? Look at that. Jay Robbins. Do you know Jay Robbins was the guy from Jawbox who came in with Chris Walla and did Project Song? Wow. And the drummer... is Darren Zentek, the guy who played in that very same Project Song.
Wow. See, now...
That's scary.
Put that in.
Nice. Let's keep going.
Let it go.
Prescription for pain, routine and restraint, quarantine and cake. Losing your way. Familiar terrain, perfecting your mistakes. You think your phone's the finest when you're falling from grace. Maybe it isn't love that keeps you running in place. To sow your desires, you perfect pariah, parading in patterns you swore to break. Leaves you feeling so fake, but you shine in the deleted scenes and alternate takes. Never let on, never let in, you're barely carrying the weight. Who are you now?
Who are you now?
And the lines have all gone down. Will you harden your heart? Will you break the armor out? Who are you now?
Who are you now?
Or in the summer,
Heart.
great thing about pulling stuff out randomly is you don't have a clue. And
yeah,
I think we did fine. And these guys are in our neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Where are they from?
Baltimore and D.C., you know.
Oh, yeah.
Labels based in D.C. So it was Office of Future Plans. And,
sounds like a Terry Gilliam movie.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Excellent.
Well, I've got something from M. Ward. We've featured on the show quite a bit. He's
been a guest
record.
DJ for us.
Yep. Done live concert webcast with him. He started off as one of those, about a decade ago, as one of those gentle, wispy voice singers, sort of like Iron and Wine around the same time. First record that I heard was End of Amnesia, came out in 2001. Fell in love with him immediately. Yeah. And his music, I think you could say it was maybe a little mopey and very subdued. This new record he has coming out, it's called A Wasteland Companion, and despite the name, it's much more upbeat. It's up-tempo. He sings out. It sounds like he's trying to have a little more fun with his songs. And I don't know if it's all of his time singing with As She and Him with Zooey Deschanel or what, but there's an energy to this record that I haven't heard on older records. And the cut I want to play, it's called Primitive Girl.
She's a primitive girl. She says it herself. She cuts to the chase. You're like nobody else. If you say how you do, she'll say I'm doing well. She's a primitive girl. She says it herself. She's a primitive girl. She don't like to boast. From a natural head to a natural toes. The girl's got a lot, what they call the most. Yes, she's a primitive girl, but she don't like to boast. I'd like to think I'm a primitive guy. I see the difference between what I want, what I need. And a primitive girl, she don't need me, no she don't need me.
Let me play a little thing for you here, and you tell me if this sounds familiar.
Sounds a little like the last song we just heard.
Yeah. This is Manic Monday by the Bangles, an 80s pop song. But when I heard the M. Ward song, I immediately thought that little piano line.
I don't know much about this record, the new record by M. Ward, other than it comes out from Merge's site, says it comes out on the 10th of April.
Yeah, not out till April 10th, but hopefully we'll wrangle a first listen out of this and get the whole thing out.
18 musicians recorded in 8 different studios, Portland, Omaha, New York, L.A., Austin, Bristol. How do you keep track of all that stuff?
Now they're just trying too hard. They're 8 different studios. But I like the vibe on this record. I think he sounds like he's got a little more confidence. Not that he didn't need it, but, you know, he's just projecting a little bit more. There's a little more oomph to his songs, and it's nice to hear.
So I've got on something I have never heard, which a group called Tiny Victories. They have an EP, and I like that a duo do sort of electronic-based music. Electronic music might make it sound like
a dance club. Is it electronic-type
music? But it's not dance music. I guess these days you say electronic music, a lot of people think of dance music.
Yeah.
It's not quite that. They do use a real drummer, which I'm happy about. Two guys, one of them from Athens, Georgia, moved up to New York and met along with his friend. So the two fellows are Case and Kelly. And then Greg Walters. Greg Walters used to be a foreign correspondent for Bloomberg, and he's actually been on NPR's air being interviewed. He covered Ukraine and Russian politics. And stories, and they've made this record. And again, full of textures, much like the Julia Holter that's attracting me. And we'll go out on it. What do we have coming up? We have a live
concert webcast on the 23rd from the 9:30 Club with...
What's that?
With Galactic.
Yes.
And this...
Big
party band from New Orleans. This Tuesday's Fat Tuesday, so just a couple days after Fat Tuesday, we'll have a live Galactic webcast from 9:30 Club from Washington, D.C. And then, of course, we're getting ready for South By. That's coming up fast, just a few more weeks.
Excellent. And we will do soon our South By Southwest preview. When we do South By, we're going to do video from South by Southwest.
Yeah, we'll have 2 days of live video, live performances.
So Andrew Bird's our headliner at Stubbs on Wednesday night, the 14th of March. Sharon Van Etten. And Alabama Shakes.
Yeah.
Dan Deacon.
Yep. And we'll have a special surprise performance that night, too, that we're not saying anything about.
It's going to pop out of a cake.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Let's give a listen to Tiny Victories. The song's called Mr. Bones from the record Those of Us Still Alive.
Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Premier Music, it's All Songs Considered.